World Sport from the BBC with me, Chris Wyatt. Coming up, the holders Egypt are through to the Africa Cup of Nations quarterfinals, while Nigeria get back on track. In the English Premier League, Chelsea are in rampant mood.
And Elka drives it over. Lampard heads it in! Now he's got two goals in this game. And Chelsea today have scored 7 goals against Sunderland.
And we've got Test cricket news from Hobart and Johannesburg. First to football and to the Africa Cup of Nations, where the defending champions Egypt are through to the quarterfinals. A 2-0 victory over Mozambique was good enough to send them through into the last 8. Also in Group C, Nigeria got their campaign back on track with a 1-0 win over Benin. From Benguela, here's the BBC's Richard Fleming.
Egypt added yet another chapter to their Cup of Nations history. Their win over Mozambique broke the record for unbeaten matches by any team and stretches back to 2004. They've reached the quarterfinals with a game to spare but needed 2 slices of fortune to overcome Mozambique. A Dario Khan own goal, his second of the tournament, and a Guido volley which found its way to him via a deflection off the referee. Mozambique showed enough to suggest they'll trouble Nigeria, who limped past Benin courtesy of a Yakubu penalty. Benin struck the bar twice. The Super Eagles still insist they're good enough to reach the final. Mozambique may yet stop them before they reach the last 8.
The Mozambique coach, Martin Nuge, refused to be downhearted after the defeat to the reigning champions. They're still in it, he told the BBC.
If we beat Nigeria, then Mozambique is through these quarterfinals. From our side, Mozambique, the participation is very serious.
Despite their lacklustre performance, Nigeria is second in the group, and their striker Peter Odemwingie believes they do have enough quality to win the title.
Everybody knows on a good day Nigeria can beat any team, and I think every game we go into the competition we get better, and I believe definitely we have the quality and the players that can take us to the final.
Now to the English Premier League, where there were victories for both Chelsea and Manchester United. More on them in a moment. First, the key results from England and Scotland, read by James Alexander Gordon.
Barclays Premier League. Chelsea 7, Sunderland 2. Everton 2, Manchester City 0. Manchester United 3, Burnley 0. Stoke City 1, Liverpool 1. Tottenham Hotspur 0, Hull City 0. Wolverhampton Wanderers 0, Wigan Athletic 2. Coca-Cola Football League Championship. Barnsley 1, Sheffield Wednesday 2. Blackpool 2, Queen's Park Rangers 2. Bristol City 4, Preston North End 2. Doncaster Rovers 2, Watford 1. Ipswich Town 3, Coventry City 2. Nottingham Forest 2, Reading 1. Peterborough United 0, Derby County 3. Plymouth Argyle 0, Crystal Palace 1. Scunthorpe United 1, Cardiff City 1. Sheffield United 1, Middlesbrough 0. Swansea City 1, Leicester City 0. Clydesdale Bank Scottish Premier League. Celtic 1, Falkirk 1. Dundee United 1, Hibernian 0. Hamilton Academical 0, Rangers 1. Hart and Midlothian 1, St Mirren 0. Kilmarnock 0, Motherwell 3.
So Chelsea remain top of the Premier League after a resounding 7-2 victory over Sunderland. From Stamford Bridge, the BBC's John Murray reports.
It was quite a statement for Chelsea's first league game of the new year. Sunderland came back to London from the Algarve for this match, but they've got a crippling injury list, and how Chelsea took advantage. They were ruthlessly 4-0 up by half-time. Anelka, Malouda, Ashley Cole and Lampard got the goals. Cole's was the pick of them, but Malouda's wasn't far behind. They could have more than doubled that in the second half. Anelka and Lampard both notched their second of the match. Ballack got the other. For the record, Zenden and Bent scored Sunderland's 2, but Chelsea were absolutely sparkling.
Chelsea's manager, Carlo Ancelotti, was particularly pleased with the scoreline, considering how many players they've lost to the Africa Cup of Nations.
I am happy because we did a fantastic performance, maybe the best performance in this season. We played very well, we are in a very good moment, and also without the African players, but I think that we did very well also without the African players. It's a good moment for us because we are training very well. We have a time to training, and so all the team is fit and we can do a good play.
Manchester United remain a point adrift of Chelsea, having played a game more. They got a 3-0 victory over Burnley at Old Trafford, thanks to second-half goals from Dimitar Berbatov, Wayne Rooney and Mama Birim Diouf on his debut. Manchester City missed the chance to go above Spurs into fourth with a 2-0 defeat at Everton. It was new manager Roberto Mancini's first defeat with the club. From Goodison Park, here's the BBC's Conor McNamara.
A reality check for Manchester City's ambitions as they drop out of the top four. After a 100% start, this was the toughest test so far for Roberto Mancini. Everton's recent form continues to go from strength to strength, though. David Moyes' side have moved up into the top 10 with this win. Stephen Pienaar's free kick set them on their way, dipping into the bottom corner to beat Shea Given. It was the South African's third goal in three league games. Everton's second was controversial. Micah Richards started pulling Louis Saha's jersey outside the area and continued as the pair ran into the box. The referee awarded a penalty, which Saha slotted home for his 13th of the season. Everton won comfortably, hitting the woodwork three times in the second half.
There was more agony for Liverpool as they were held to a 1-1 draw at Stoke. Robert Huth hit an equaliser in the final minute to deny the away side. Manager Rafa Benitez couldn't hide his frustration.
You have to be disappointed at the end because we were winning 1 minute to go and afterwards 5 more minutes, but anyway we were very close and two incidents, two penalties not given, and then was a big difference because the last one was in the last minute.
Elsewhere, Hull City's goalkeeper Boaz Myhill pulled off a series of superb saves to deny Tottenham in a goalless draw at White Hart Lane, and Wigan moved 4 points clear of the relegation zone with a 2-0 win at Wolves. In Spain's La Liga, Real Madrid fell to a shock 1-0 defeat at Atletico Bilbao. It means that Real are now 5 points behind the leaders Barcelona. They beat Sevilla 4-0 at home. And in Italy, the Serie A leaders Inter Milan had to come from 2 goals down to draw 2-2 at Bari. Inter 9 points clear of AC Milan, who are at home to Siena on Sunday. We move to cricket now, and Pakistan have it all to do if they're to save the third and final test against Australia in Hobart and avoid a series whitewash. Australia have resumed the fourth day on 59 for 1 in their second innings. That's a lead of 277. Let's get the latest news from Jim Maxwell.
Australia have been galloping along pursuing a declaration sometime between lunch and tea, and just before lunch they're 2 for 198. Simon Kadich going on to his 9th test century and trying to really push things along. He aimed a big shot from Canaria and was caught on the boundary for exactly 100. He got there in only just 137 balls. Ricky Ponting, 209 in the first innings and 87 not out now, is playing superbly. With 7-2 fields, he's been threading the offside field and hitting boundaries. So attractive batting on a flat pitch. Australia 2 for 198 and they lead overall by 416.
South Africa are heading towards a victory over England in the fourth and final test in Johannesburg. England closed the third day on 48 for 3. In their second innings, they're still at 195 behind. England, of course, lead the series 1-0. The BBC's Kevin Howells reports.
Terrific spell of hostile bowling from Dale Steyn, who removed Jonathan Trott. Maureen Morkel sent Alistair Cook packing before laying Andrew Strauss on the ground, taking evasive action. Also caught him in the ribs, then saw Wayne Parnell, the 20-year-old on test debut, dismissed England captain LBW on 22. The platform was set by A.B. de Villiers and Mark Boucher, both aggressive, even though de Villiers was lucky not to be given out early on. Another controversial use of the review system. Mark Boucher passed 5,000 test runs in scoring 95. South Africa, so well placed to level the series on this display, it's something they deserve.
Quick reminder that in around 2 hours' time, the first test between Bangladesh and India gets underway in Chittagong. Before we go, a reminder that Sunday Sports World with Lee James features a live second-half commentary on Bolton against Arsenal in the English Premier League. That's 16 hours GMT.